usually don't throw out a disclaimer, but I just don't want it to come off like weird and creepy, and I want you to see where I'm coming from and to call us at 833-563-2539. But my wife, Lindsay, I don't know if she's listening to this right now. I know she's getting ready to take care of the dogs, but let me tell you this. She did something the other day that was so hot. Like, she's my wife, I'm her husband, and when she like did this and showed me, I was like turned on. And it's not what you think. It wasn't like wearing lingerie. But my wife did something, and she showed me what she did. I was like, wow. She's like, hey, babe, the TV remote wasn't working. So I went to the store, and I bought a new one, and she programmed everything. And I love my wife. She's very smart. My wife, Lindsay, was on Jeopardy. But I guess I don't see her as the type that would be, like, technical savvy to, like, program a universal remote. But she programmed the soundbar, the TV, the Xbox. Like, everything turns on the one remote, and it works.
Dang,
and
girl.
I was like, oh.
I'm turned on right now.
Oh, this is
That's
hot.
Impressive. I'll tell you what, my best friend did that. Remember when I was like, okay, guys, I want to get Netflix and Amazon and all the things. Mm-hmm. And my best friend came over and we set up the Fire Stick that an amazing listener gave me. And she did the whole thing and everything works perfect. I was like blown away, uber impressed.
Did you have special feelings for her?
Yes.
Wow.
No, she's amazing. But I can see how that's like a turn on when your significant other does that.
Yeah, and it is. I'm not saying like, oh, if they wear like sexy lingerie or something. I'm just saying like something they do, you're just like, ooh, like that does it for me.
You know what I think sexy?
563-2539. What do you think sexy?
Sexy to me is like seeing someone in their element, like doing something they're uber passionate about. I feel like there's nothing hotter. Like no matter what you do, whatever you're into, I just love it. Seeing someone thrive when they don't even know you're like watching them do it.
Ooh.
So hot.
Now, Live the Web girl, you got your boyfriend. We like to call him Jewel Daddy. Is there anything he does? Like maybe it's something he does without you having to ask him. You're like, oh, hey, Jewel Daddy.
I think it's so hot when he is like super, super into one of his bets, like his sports bets.
Okay.
And he is like watching the clock and like watching the game so closely. And he is like so passionate about it. He's like, oh, come on. Like, I needed that extra point. Like, whatever. I don't know. Like, whatever. He's, like, really into his sports bets. I just think it's so hot, which probably says more about me than him.
Also, do you guys think it's hot or do you think it's, like, controlling? I think it's kind of sexy when a guy gets, like, upset that another guy is, like, checking you out or he wants to make sure that it's known that he's with you. I don't know if that's possessive and controlling or, like, sexy, but I find it pretty attractive.
It's kind of a combination of both.
Yeah, like, I don't like when my boyfriend is too jealous because I have a lot of guy friends. But if it's like a random dude like checking me out, I think it's hot.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Dolores this morning. 833-563-2539. Dolores, what's something that a guy can do? You're just like, oh, mama.
I think it's so sexy when a guy reverses his car in, like whether it's at a parking lot or at home in the garage. I don't know. It just kind of shows that he like knows fine detail, like he can pay attention, but he's also delicate enough to like get in a tight spot. I don't know. I just think that's so sexy.
That you would be so attracted to me because I am the best parallel parker. I'm the best parker in a tight spots. I love cars and mm-hmm. I'm like literally exactly. My friends have blown their mind with the spots I can get into. I'm just throwing that out there, girl.
I feel like Mackenzie can read you an audio book.
Girl or guy, right? Like it's sexy either way.
Yes, mama. I love
50
it.
50 Shades of Parking. Hey, Dolores, exactly. Thank you for calling in this morning. But see, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, who would have thought, like, parking, but it's like, oh, yeah, look at, ooh, is he, no, he didn't hit
you
the curb.
You should see me. I can maneuver, and, like, you would be like, who is this chick?
I would like to see you do some parallel parking,
because
that is a sexy skill. Katie, thank you for calling in to Joe and Mackenzie. What's something that your significant other does? You're like, ooh, hey.
My husband works on heavy equipment, and sometimes he welds, and I just think it's so hot when he welds. When he has the welding hood on, I don't know. I just think he looks so manly.
That is so manly.
Lays down a nice bead. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's so artistic. My uncle's a welder.
Really?
And it's kind of like a dying art form. Kind of, but I totally
It pays good money if you can weld. You're going to be making some cash. Hey, Katie, thank you for sharing that with us. 833-563-2539. Let's go to Lauren this morning. Hey, Lauren, what's something your significant other does? You're just like, oh, that is so hot. Hey, Laura.
Well, I don't
go ahead.
Really consider it hot. I mean, it is kind of a turn on, but my husband, he comes home from work. He works 10, 12-hour shifts in the chemical plants every day, 7 days a week. And as soon as he gets home, he does everything so I don't have to. He takes care of our girls. He does their homework with them, takes them a bath, gets them ready for bed. He'll help me cook. So he does everything so I don't need to.
I love that.
Hey, thank you,
Lauren.
You don't
want no lazy man, no scrubs.
Julie, thank you for calling into Joe McKenzie. What does the significant other do? You're just like, wow, that's a turn on.
When he washes the baby bottles.
Aww.
Like, thank you, Lord.
Yes. How old is your little one?
It's almost 7 months.
Aw, that is, like, guys just helping out, and especially when they do it and they don't, they're not asked to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Sexy.
Yes.
I think that's what it is, because my wife is always on me, like, and she, rightfully so. My wife, Lindsay, does way too much around the house. I'm not proud of that. I'm just, I'm being honest about it, and I'm working on that in our marriage. But it is so crazy, Julie and Mackenzie and everybody else, like, guys, you want to turn your lady on? Just do some stuff without being asked. And it's like magical. Like, oh, you emptied the dishwasher.
Yeah, like she gets home and you've just cleaned everything spick and span from top to bottom. You're going to have a good night.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Alex this morning. Alex, what did your guy do? You're just like, that is a turn on.
So one time he was fixing our truck because it had broke down. And unfortunately, there was a car accident, but the way that he, like, just stopped what he was doing and, like, ran to help the guy out was, like, whoa. Like, oh, my God. You just, like, I need you right now.
Whoa. She's getting excited right now thinking about it.
He was a hero. Okay.
Yes. I was, like, wow. Okay.
Wow. Alex, I feel like you're getting kind of turned on right now. We're going to have to let you go and take care of that. Alex, thank you for calling in. But, I mean, those are great examples.
Yes.
It's the littlest things. You never know what it's going to be.
Aphrodisiacs.
All right. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and we've got you hooked up all this week with Maleficent, Mistress of Evil movie passes, thanks to our friends at Fandango. You want to go to that movie? Well, we're going to have your chance right now. 833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539. Good luck.